I'll shout hallelujah every day.
From our daily podcast channel, I remain your good friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. Welcome to Hallelujah Every Day. It's the same God and His word remains the same. Child of God, however your time zone, it's good morning from here and God bless you in the name of Jesus. We take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 5. The Bible says, "And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Hallelujah. Child of God, hope is never lost. I remember the story of a woman, very skinny and very frail, who had only a son. The husband was late, in other words, he had departed. This widow had a challenge. Only one leg was perfect, the other deformed. One day, her only son of consolation had an asthmatic attack. The inhaler was failing and he needed to be rushed to the hospital. This boy weighed 3 times the size of the mother. No help, no friend, dying and gasping for breath. The woman ran in her condition to the neighbor. "Please come, my son needs help. Please rush him to the hospital, please." The neighbor said to her, "Take the car, but there's no fuel in the tank. You need to buy." Looking at the neighbor, she burst out in tears. And the only hope that she had left was to call on the pastor of the church where she fellowshipped. She took her phone and called the pastor, screaming, "Pastor, my son is having an asthmatic attack. Please rush down and help me take him to the hospital." And the pastor answering said to her, "I am far off at the airport and you know the traffic is much. There is no way I can reach your house early enough." So what the pastor did was to pray for the boy. But even at that, the boy wasn't getting better. In that situation, the eyes of that boy were getting shut. The breath was failing. The signs were deadly. And then she started dragging him to the door and then towards the road. This boy turned out to be very heavy. Remember, he's 3 times her size. But she took her destiny and that of the son into her hands. In tears, she pleaded with passers-by, but nobody stopped to help her. Time was ticking. Heaven looked down and suddenly, all cars on the expressway screeched to a halt. The landlord of that territory, a madman, saw her and ran towards her. She was shocked in tears as she lifted her head, seeing a madman to her rescue. He picked up the boy on his shoulder and stood waiting for instructions from that woman. The widow pointing to the direction of the hospital, 3 kilometers away, the madman said to her, "Wipe your tears, for all will be well." He ran, of course, as a madman with the boy on his shoulder. Child of God, everybody cleared off as they saw this madman running into the hospital. Everybody knew this madman, the lord of the territory, the maddest of all madmen in that locality. Still, here he was, saving a life. He got there right in the nick of time. Child of God, 30 minutes later, the widow dragged herself to the hospital, but the madman was gone. And the doctor said to her, "If your son had come in 10 minutes late, he would have died." Child of God, Bible says, God is never too early and indeed never too late. He can use anybody. I repeat, God can use anybody for you. Do not depend particularly on a person or a people. Change your thought. God's plan for you isn't tied to anybody. He says, "My thoughts towards you are for good and not evil, to give you an expected end." Child of God, at some point in life, we do get what we desire, but at God's own time. You may wonder at times and ask yourself, "Why is God taking so long to hear and answer my prayers? Why isn't He healing me?" God may do so for some reasons. 1, to manifest His glory. 2, for the right time. 3, to teach you patience. 4, to strengthen you. God may delay to get your attention. God may delay to develop your trust in Him. God possibly may delay so that your faith can rise in Him. Child of God, wait for Him. He can never be late. Delay is not denial. All power is in His hands. No matter the problem, He has you in the palm of His hands. He watches and sees your pain. He will answer your prayers. He will visit you. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing. Never despair. Remember, God still loves you. Today, as you step out, I declare you are blessed. You are covered with glory. Heaven is touching the fountain of your situation by this message today, with healing, with revival, with upliftment, with sound health and with sound mind. As the sun rises, your blessing will arise and shine. As the sun sets, a double portion of divine glory overshadow you. I declare that the blessings of God upon your life will be mighty today. And the remaining days of this week, you will have a reason to rejoice and say, Father, I thank you. I must say a happy birthday to those born on this date in history and those having their wedding anniversary today. Your light will always shine. You are blessed, and you are blessed. Your testimony will never go into embarrassment, but it will go into rejoicing, blessings, and breakthrough all the day. In Jesus' name. Indeed, I must say thank you so much for the support you accord us in keeping the podcast on air by rebroadcasting and, of course, your financial support to keep it on air across many platforms. God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted, and we sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.